You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, as Friday approaches, you might be asking yourself, what do I watch at home this weekend? Well, while COVID continues to make streaming services a safer and more convenient choice for a lot of folks, we want to check in with our resident film critic, our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Hi, George.
Gemma, how are you?
I'm good, but I tell you, I'm overwhelmed by what I'm supposed to watch, what I should watch. I mean, there's a lot out there.
I'm going to give you some titles. I've got some work for you.
Okay, but before you do that, okay, the Golden Globes came out with their nominees, and I have to tell you, every year I look at Liz the day it comes out. I didn't this year.
Exactly. They're going to be given out, I think, in 10 days.
Oh.
And Best Picture Drama nominees are The Father, Mank, Nomadland, Promising Young Women, and The Trial of the Chicago 7. I think I'm the only person in town who has seen these films. Most people are going to say, huh?
Oh, what? I just said, huh, with all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, right.
Like,
and by the way, they are all fine, good films, but I want to single out Nomadland, and I've talked about it before. It arrives on Hulu this weekend. So if you have Hulu, get that, and it is one of the few movies, if you don't have Hulu, to rent.
Mm.
It is, I believe, the best film of the year. It's the story of those who are houseless instead of homeless. Its greatness is in its authenticity. Another great performance from Frances McDormand. Put Nomadland on your must-see list. It's on Hulu beginning this weekend, or definitely it's a rental.
Okay, so since the Golden Globes are coming up, that also means the Oscars fall behind that.
Oscar nominations voting begins March 5th. That's fine for Hollywood. I think most of us are going to say, huh, what, mm-hmm. who? It is award season. And I think a lot of us are anxious to see something, but to promote films that most of us have not seen yet, I think this might be the lowest rated Oscars in history, for obvious reasons.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what is coming up soon that we should keep on our radar, kind of like on streaming services?
Yes. So Hollywood has a terrible habit of making two movies on the same subject and releasing them in the same year. For instance, Tombstone and Wyatt Earp came out at the same time. Tombstone did fine. Wyatt Earp did not. Darkest Hour and Churchill came out at the same time. Gary Oldman won an Oscar for Darkest Hour. Most people did not see Churchill. Capote and Infamous came out at the same time. Philip Seymour Hoffman won the Oscar for Capote. I don't think many people have even heard of Infamous.
Mm-mm.
Well, this year there are two projects on Aretha Franklin.
There are?
Yes. On March 21st on the National Geographic Channel, there is a miniseries. I've seen the first two episodes. It is great. It's Cynthia Erivo as Aretha Franklin. But then, in a couple of months, Jennifer Holliday plays Aretha Franklin in a project called Respect. So let's listen to them back to back.
I'm writing a new song. It's gonna hit you hard.
I thought you were my man.
It'll get under your skin, right down to the bone.
But
it's gonna be a whole new vibe that brings people together.
I'm just a link in your chain.
Now, that's Jennifer Holliday. The first was Cynthia Erivo. They're both great, but again, they're coming out in the same year.
Which makes it a little crazy.
It does.
So you've seen the first couple of episodes.
Of Aretha, which is on National Geographic. It will be a multi-part series. And Respect has been on the shelf, I think, for a couple of years now.
Oh.
It's Jennifer Holliday. She is fabulous, of course. And they're counting on theaters being open. They say they want to open that in a movie theater. Well, good luck with that. Yeah.
Okay. So I have heard about this for a little while.
Yeah.
There's a sequel.
Yes. 30
Coming to America.
More
right?
than 30 years after the first film, Coming to America 2 is going to come in a couple of weeks to Amazon Prime. Let's listen.
Hakeem, it appears you have a son. He must be found.
Prepare the royal jet. We are going back to America.
Oh, hell no, Your Majesty.
It is so good to see you.
Well, Abby, damn, look who done come up in here.
Hey, it's Kunta Kinte and Ebola.
So what you doing back here, Hotel Rwanda?
And of course, that's Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy playing all those roles. It looks great. They wanted to put it in the theaters, but very smart. They're going to put it on Amazon Prime beginning March the 5th, Coming to America 2.
I have to say, the first one, I mean, I remember seeing that.
It's been a while.
All right. How about TV, TV series, but
yes.
What's on certain services like HBO,
yes.
things like that?
So I want to tell you about something that I am obsessed with on HBO. It's something called The Investigation. It is fabulous. I'm watching this, and it's a series. I'm watching this, and it's like, how do I know this story? And it's a drama.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 2017, see if you remember this, there was a Swedish journalist who boarded a private mini submarine to interview its millionaire owner. She was never seen again until 2 years later that, and I'm not going to tell folks, if they don't know the ending to this, but it's currently on HBO. It is really, really good. It's called The Investigation.
Mm.
I want to talk about public television. I think they've really upped their game. Currently, there's the reboot of All Creatures Great and Small. Lovely series.
Mm-hmm.
But my new obsession is Miss Scarlet and the Duke. It's on Masterpiece. Miss Scarlet is this headstrong, first-ever female private detective in Victorian London. And the Duke is this man that she grew up with. There's this love-hate relationship. It's sexy. It's funny. It's dramatic. Lots of action. Let's listen.
This is my line of work, not yours.
If I'm to make a name for myself, I need as much experience of crime scenes as possible.
With her anyway.
He will never allow you to work with him.
You've taken a shine to this woman, have you not?
You can handle everyone.
I can't handle you.
No, he can't handle her. Miss Scarlet and the Duke. You can catch up on the public television app. It's currently on Idaho Public Television on Sunday evenings. It's part of Masterpiece. It's really great. If you're waiting for another Downton Abbey, folks, there's never going to be another Downton Abbey. But in the meantime, there's a couple of good projects. This is one of them. It's called Miss Scarlet and the Duke.
Okay, and then before we leave, George, how about a Hemingway documentary series that's coming up?
Ken Burns. That's
right.
A new docuseries on Hemingway. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. And the good folks at Idaho Public Television are putting together some virtual events. Look for this. And, of course, a good amount of this is Hemingway's connection to Idaho. So I'm really looking forward to this. We've seen a few clips, and it's Ken Burns. It's got to be great.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. So I have a surprise for you before we go. Something that just dropped a couple of hours ago from Disney. Let's listen.
From the very beginning, I realized I saw the world differently than everyone else. That didn't sit well with some people. But I wasn't for everyone. I guess they were always scared that I'd be a psycho.
That is Emma Stone. It's the origin story of Cruella de Vil.
George, I saw that
preview.
It looks amazing.
Yeah, it will come in May, either on Disney Plus or in theaters. It really looks good. It looks a little scary, but I'm sure mm-hmm. it'll be fun scary. Who doesn't love 101 Dalmatians and a woman who wants to make a coat out of them?
Yeah, right? I just think it looks so good. It looks
It
so
really
good.
Does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, because George, I tell you, so much to watch, but you just honestly it can be overwhelming what to figure out to watch. So
one by one.
I'll
check your boxes one by one.
Not doing anything else.
Okay.
As always, love having our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, on. Of course, you can always hear George every morning, Monday through Friday, right here on Boise State Public Radio. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Also, we need your help with a show that we're doing next week, okay? So if you are a renter in Boise, we would love to hear from you. We want to know, have you experienced financial hardship during the pandemic that has made paying your bills difficult? We're going to learn about a new program to support renters, and we really want to share your stories. So if you are a renter, maybe you know a renter, talk to us. Here's the way to do it. You can download the Boise State Public Radio app, tap the Talk to Us feature where you can record and send us a radio quality message. It's super easy. Or you can just email us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Thursday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.